Please turn to the book of Proverbs, the 24th chapter. Proverbs chapter 24 in your Schofield Bible, page 689. Beginning with verse 9, we'll read responsively through verse 16. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 9 through 16, page 689. The text verse for this morning's message is the 16th verse. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the way of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it, and shall not he render to every man according to his works? My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul, when thou hast found it. Then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place. For a just man falleth seven times, and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. And let's pray. And Father, what a good day it is to be able to meet here as we usually do. We're still free, we're still saved, we're still privileged to gather here in a place where we find warmth and blessing and family, and of course we revel in the blessing of thy word as it's preached faithfully and truthfully to us each and every week. We pray that you'd bless once again our preacher and help us to give extra care to the listening of the preaching and help us to be responsible not only with the listening but the doing of thy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
He's come a long way since he started taking lessons from me. It's wonderful. Wonderful. One of my prized pupils. One of these days, I want Miss Hiles to fix a big turkey dinner for Thanksgiving. And I want her to fix a lot of dressing with a lot of sage in it and spices. And then I want her to fix some green beans cooked in hog jaw. And then I want her to make a pecan pie. I want a big scoop of ice cream on that pie. I want her to pray about that meal. And I want her to plan it. And I want her to shop for it. I want her to spend hours fixing it. And then I'm going to sit down at the table and go to sleep. You get the message?
Yes.
That's how I feel when you take a nap when I prepared and spend my life trying to figure out what you need. And then you take off on a Friday on vacation instead of on a Monday. And you miss it. And I promise you that what I'm going to preach on this morning, most of you, 99% of you, have never thought about it. I'm going to speak on the subject. I may not succeed, but I won't fail. I may not succeed, but I won't fail. My text is that marvelous passage, one of the greatest in the Bible. We read a while ago, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Our Heavenly Father, I have prepared what I believe is a feast. I have prayed about it. I have thought about it. I have prayed for the people who will hear me. Just as I do every time I stand behind this pulpit. Now I pray this morning that you'd help them to listen carefully and feast at the table that I've prayerfully and carefully tried to prepare. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn all the mics down just a little bit this morning. Can you hear me up there? Good. Turn them all down. The crowd is a little small in the summertime. We don't need quite the volume we need. Is that better? All right. Let me use this mic here this morning. I feel like I might want to go back in the back a while.
So I want to turn this treble up, please, and turn it this one up just a tad. All right, that's good. We're so guilty of making everything black and white. I mean, everything is either black, it's white, and nothing is gray. For example, we think that if we have not been disloyal to somebody, that we have been loyal. But that is not necessarily true. There is a middle ground there. I call it a, which is a Greek word for no, just the word letter A. A or a loyalty. A person is not loyal because he is not disloyal. A person can't say accurately, I'm loyal to you. I've never said anything against you. I've never fought you. I've never criticized you. If he says that to you, he can say that I'm not disloyal, but he can't say that I am loyal. Loyalty is not refusing to be critical. Loyalty is actively promoting and defending somebody. Now, the same thing is true concerning success and failure. Don't miss this. Same thing is true concerning success and failure. There is a middle ground. First is success. Second is failure. And third is keep on trying. Now, if you keep on trying and keep on trying and never quit trying and don't succeed, you haven't failed. You see, the honest truth is there's only one failure, and that's the failure of no longer trying. If you keep on trying, you cannot fail. Now, you may not succeed, but you cannot fail if you keep on trying. The greatest success in life is the success achieved by continuing to try. The greatest goal in life is the goal of continuing to try. I think of Arnold Palmer in the last 25 years or so. I'm an Arnold Palmer fan. I belong to Arnie's Army. Every time there's a golf tournament, I mean for 35 or 40 years, I check the scores and I go start at the top and go down and try to find the name Palmer. I want to know how Arnold Palmer does. Now, Arnold Palmer is almost my age, which means he ought to be in the insane asylum, the old folks' home, where Brother Laurent lives. But the honest truth is, Arnold Palmer keeps on playing tournament after tournament after tournament. I don't know how long it's been since he won a tournament. I think it's been 15, 20 years. And that was a senior tournament and not one of the regular golf tournaments. Of course, Arnold Palmer won numbers of Masters golf titles and National Open titles, and he's won, I imagine, 65 or 75 professional tournament titles. But he hasn't won in a long time. But Arnold Palmer is not a failure. Arnold Palmer is a success because he keeps on trying. There he is out there with white hair and senior citizen, old enough to get Social Security. I don't think he needs it, but old enough to get Social Security, but he keeps on trying. And I'm saying Arnold Palmer is not a success right now, but he's not a failure. And there is a middle ground there, as I said a while ago. Over here on State Street, years for years, by the way, you owe a debt. In case you like this church and in case you like me, and I'm sure you love both, but in case you do, you owe a debt to a fellow named George Husingay. George Husingay was not a spectacular man. In fact, he was an unspectacular man. It took him an hour and a half to walk down that aisle right there. George Husingay was one of the best men, though, I ever met. George Huizenga gave my name. Are you listening? Or are you going to sleep at the Thanksgiving dinner? George Huizenga gave my name the pulpit committee. He ran a little store over here. Didn't have any hours. The hours were while when he decided to go. That's all. I mean, when he wasn't at the barbershop, they opened a store. And it was the least organized store you ever saw in your life. He sold, I'm not kidding you, he sold everything from thread to fur coats. I'm not kidding you. He sold fur coats. He had them for sale. Nobody ever bought one, but he had them for sale. One time a lady went over and wanted to buy one. He couldn't find them. They were hidden somewhere in the store. He couldn't find them. But George Huizenga was over here for years and years. By the way, he's the guy that at that little store, he had a little shelf of religious books. He sold everything. I mean, everything. You've seen these places, you know. They serve hot dogs, or you can get your papers notarized, Notary Public. He had it all. But George Huizenga had enough books on a little bookshelf where he got Zondervan's catalog of books. Church here didn't have a pastor, and George was going through the catalog trying to see what books to order. He came across a little write-up about my book, How to Boost Your Church Attendance. It told about the phenomenal growth of our church in Texas. George Huizenga, nobody on the pulpit committee knew me, and only one deacon, Burley Fields, ever heard of me. And so George just clipped out this little paper, went to deacon's meeting one night, tossed it on the table there, and said, "This is the guy you ought to check on, you ought to consider." And so they sent me an application form. Now, George Huizenga was the fellow that when the pulpit committee met with me, they said, "Would you come preach for us?" I said, "No, I wouldn't." They said, "Well, would you come in and be in our services, look over our church?" I said, "No, I wouldn't." And George Huizenga said, "We did buy you a steak dinner." He said, "The least you can do is pray a prayer. Should I visit First Baptist Church of Hammond someday?" Well, I always am interested in doing the least I can do. And so I said, "I'll do that." I prayed that prayer, and of course I won't go into the whole story, but you know how that prayer miraculously was answered by God, and I became pastor of this church. Now, the illustration is this. George Huizenga never was a success at running a store. But George Huizenga wasn't a failure at running a store either. Because he kept on trying to run that store. He was determined he's going to make a living. He never made a living, but he was determined he was going to make a living. And he kept that store open and never succeeded. It was the least organized store I ever saw, sort of like Jack Scott's Sunday school class. And it was the least organized thing you ever saw in your life. And but George Huizenga didn't fail. Now, he didn't succeed. Now, there are many things in my life that I have not succeeded at yet, but I'm not going to be a failure. I'm not going to fail. There are some things in my life at which I'm never going to succeed, but I promise you I'm not going to fail in them either. You know why? Because I'm going to keep on trying. Now, the only great failure in life, true failure in life, is when you quit trying to succeed. So, I'm simply saying, I could list a few things. Singing is a good example that where I've never succeeded. But I'm going to keep on whanging bass up here as long as I can. And every once in a while, you probably notice, every once in a while I hit a right note. I think it's in June or July or sometime. This is the month. So it's a year of the redeemed. But there are other areas in life. I do not consider myself a success at all. But I'm not going to fail. You know why? Well, I like the term, I'm going to die trying. And the person that dies trying has not failed. I'm talking to some lady here today. You have not succeeded at being a good wife. In fact, I'm talking to thousands of ladies here today. How many of you fellows are married to one of those? Raise your hand, would you please? I'm not raising my hand right now. But the truth is, I'm talking to some ladies here today, and you have not succeeded at being a good wife. But you don't have to fail if you keep on trying. Yeah, see, you say, "Well, how's I have not succeeded. I'm a failure." Not necessarily. I know a man who tried to build a college, a Christian college, and he never did succeed at building that Christian college. I knew him for the last 20 years of his life, and he had a spot all picked out where he's going to put that college, in the dormitory is going to be here, in the administration building here, and he even bought the land. And told me, he said, "This is where we're going to have the football field, and we're going to have the gymnasium over here." The guy was 80-some-odd years old when he said that, and hadn't even put an outhouse there yet. He got it later. But hadn't put it out anything. But he said, I'm going to build a college. Now, he did not succeed at building a college. But neither did he fail. Because he did not fail because the only real failure is not trying. The only real failure in this room today is the quitter. That's the only one. You say, Brother Howes, I just can't pass college. You can keep on going, and you can keep on trying. We had a fellow got a degree the other night that started at Howes Anderson College in 1979. That's 15 years. He started as a freshman and got his degree the other night. Now, if he had never gotten that degree, he would not have succeeded, but he wouldn't have failed. If he stayed in Howes Anderson College till he was 100 years old and been in Howes Anderson College for 60 years, if he did the best he could and he kept on trying, he would not have died a failure. The failures are not those that get F's on the report card if they did their best. The failures are those that don't come back next year. So I'm saying, I may not succeed, but bless your little pea-picking heart, I'm not going to fail either. You say, for the house, I failed as a husband. Of course, we know that no man ever does that, but let's suppose that a man did that sometime. I failed as... You have not failed as a husband if you keep on trying to be a good husband. I know people who... I know a preacher. He tried to build a church. I'm telling you, he never did build a church, but he tried. Every time I'd go preach, I'd preach for him, and he'd grow in a year from 300 to 200. And he never could build a church. But he was always trying to build a church. And that man never succeeded at building a great church. But praise God, he never failed either. I'm saying this morning, you may not succeed at what you're trying, but you don't have to fail. Listen to this. I had never thought of this in my life. A just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. For 46 years, I preached on that text, one of my favorite texts in the Bible. For 46 years, I preached on that text. But I've always said, he riseth, he keeps on getting up. But I never noticed till this week, he also keeps getting knocked down. That number seven is the number of completion. It means this guy keeps getting up, keeps getting up, keeps getting up, keeps getting up. But if he keeps getting up, he's got to keep getting down, which means he never stays up. Here's a guy that never succeeded. He tried to stay up, and he kept getting knocked down. His goal was to get up, but the guy, he got knocked down, and he said, I'm going to get back up. I can't do it seven times. I'll be out of breath. He said, I get knocked down, but I keep getting back up. And now my goal is to get up there and stay up there. I want to get up there, and I want to stay. And he gets knocked down. I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to stay. He gets up there, and he gets knocked down, and he never does stay. I never thought of that before. Here's a guy that couldn't stay up. His goal was to stay up, but he couldn't stay up. Praise God. Anybody can fail, cannot succeed, but nobody has to fail. Only guy that fails is a yellow-bedded coward and a yellow-spined crook that won't keep on staying in there. The just man falleth seven times. Seven is God's perfect number, which means he keeps on falling and keeps on falling, and he keeps on getting up. But he never succeeds at what he tried to do, what he tried to succeed at, but he would not quit. Now, I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I can't be a rousing success at some things, but praise God, I'm not going to fail either. I have no respect in this way. Now, listen, I can respect somebody who doesn't succeed, but I can't respect anybody who fails. Not one single person in this room has to fail. Not one. Not one. Oh, my soul hungers today for some people that'll say, I may not can succeed, but by cracky, I'm not going to fail either. Hey. Luke 11. Here's a fellow who had a friend at midnight. He came to, at midnight, this fellow came. This fellow who was the host didn't have any bread. And by the way, in those days, it was a breach of etiquette not to feed somebody who came to visit you. Still is, if I come to visit you. It's a breach of etiquette, terrible breach of etiquette. This guy was out of bread. He goes to his friend and said, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine, his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. He says, no, my wife and children are in bed with me. In those days, they only had one bed. Everybody slept in the same bed. And said, my wife and children are in bed with me. And I cannot give you bread. I can't get up and give you bread. But the fellow came again and said, lend me 3 loaves. A friend of mine, his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. And the fellow says, I can't do it. My wife and kids are in bed. He comes a third time and says, lend me 3 loaves. And he kept on coming and kept on coming and kept on coming and kept on coming until he got the 3 loaves. But if he hadn't got the 3 loaves, he still wouldn't have failed. Because he kept on coming. Are you having a tough time being a good son or a good daughter? Keep on trying. And if you never succeed, you don't have to fail. In Luke chapter 18, men ought always to pray and not faint. And it told about a lady who came to an unjust judge and said, avenge me of my adversary. And the judge said, I can't. First place, you're a woman. Second place, you're a poor woman. Third place, I'm busy. She came back and said, avenge me of my adversary. And he said, I can't do it. She came back and said, avenge me of my adversary. And he said, I can't do it. She came back and said, avenge me of my adversary. He said, I can't do it. She came back and said, avenge me of my adversary. And finally, because she wore, the Greek says, she wore him out. She wore him out. He avenged her of her adversary. Now listen carefully. If he had not avenged her, she would not have succeeded. But she would not have failed. Hear me carefully. Jesus said in Luke 15, a sheep left the fold, and the shepherd went out and sought that sheep, and the Bible says, till he found it. Here's what he said. I'm going to go find that sheep. I'm going to find my lost sheep, fellas. I'm going to find it. How long are you going to be gone? Till I find it. How long is that? Don't know. I won't be back till I find it. Now, that means, hear me, if he had never found it, he'd never have come back. Is that right?
Right.
So he goes out to look for the sheep. He may not succeed, but he doesn't have to fail. If he stays out there till he dies in the wilderness, he's not failed. I can respect somebody that doesn't succeed, but I can't respect anybody who's a dirty critter. Just keep on trying. And if you keep on trying, you may never reach your goal, but you'll not fail. You may never succeed, but you'll not fail. That same 15th chapter of Luke, story is told about a lady who lost a coin. And this was a very important coin. The kind of coin that you wear around your neck. It was much like a wedding band. It was given on the wedding day. And it symbolized the love of each other, a bride and a groom. And she lost the coin. And the Bible said she sought it till she found it. She succeeded. But if she hadn't found it, she still didn't fail. And I may not be able to succeed at all I try, but praise God, I'm going to keep trying till I die. I'm not going to be a failure. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. There's some middle ground there. Matthew 5:44. Jesus told me to do something I can't do. He said, be ye therefore perfect. That's what he said. I cannot succeed at that. He asked me to do something I can't do because once every 4 or 5 years, I sin at deacon's meeting. But I can't be perfect. What does that mean? Am I supposed to say, nobody is perfect? That's what you say. Nobody's perfect. Well, you don't have to enjoy not being perfect. I cannot succeed at being perfect. Jesus used the future perfect tense there. Be ye therefore, be becoming perfect.
He says there, basically, I know you can't succeed at being perfect, but you don't have to fail at being perfect either. Listen to me. Listen to me. You turn course. You Benedict Arnolds. You Demases. Please have the fellows have a seat in the back when they come in. Don't have them walk around the building. Listen to me carefully. Again. You cannot be perfect. The psalmist said, I shall be satisfied when I awake in his likeness. What's he talking about? I'm not going to be satisfied till I wake up some morning. Listen to me. I'll not be satisfied till I wake up some morning just as perfect as Jesus is. Okay, I'm going to try today to be as perfect as Jesus is, but I can't do it. So I'm going to try tomorrow to be as perfect as Jesus is, but I can't do it. So I'll keep on trying. Will I ever succeed? I did, but it took a long time. Anybody listening? Now you listen to me. I cannot be as perfect as Jesus is, but I can try to be as perfect as He is. He knew I couldn't succeed at that, but He also knew I didn't have to fail at that. Practically every command in the Bible is in the linear tense. Or the durative. When God gives us command, He says, keep on and 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 keep on. And if you obey that command of keeping on, you've not failed. Boy, that's good. If that doesn't encourage you, you truck drivers, keep on trying to keep the speed limit. You dirty lawbreakers. Risking the lives of all the boys and girls on the highway. Endangering the life of my wife as she drives down the expressway. Put your hand in your Bible and tell me that you keep the speed limit. I'm sorry. I forgot you didn't have your Bible with you. Folks, I'm talking to folks today who are living in a negative mode because you think you failed. I'm talking to people, I failed as a husband, I failed as a wife, I failed as a father, I failed as a mother, I failed as a child, I failed as a student, I failed as a teacher. You haven't failed if you're still trying. A just man falleth. A just man keeps on getting up, but a just man keeps on falling too. My text this morning is not about a man who succeeded. My text is about a man who didn't fail. Boy, we should get this. My text this morning is not about a man who could write a book on how to win friends and influence people. Zig Ziglar wouldn't be proud of my man this morning. Tremendous Jones would be ashamed of him. But God is not ashamed of him. My man I'm talking about this morning, my text this morning, is about a man who never succeeded. He couldn't stay up. He never stayed up. But he kept on trying to stay up. And he kept on getting up. And 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 he never succeeded. But bless God, he didn't fail. I know a lady. She came to me and she said, Brother Hiles, I try to be a good wife. But she said, I've never been what I think is a good wife. And I said, Lane, you got to have a good husband to be a good wife. But she said to me, she said, Brother Hiles, she said, God knows I try. And tears streaming down her cheeks. And she said, I have tried. I want to be a good wife. She said, Brother Hiles, but I failed at being a good wife. I've tried and I've tried. And I'm going to keep on trying till I die. But I fail every time I try. Oh, no, you don't. There is only one failure. And that's the failure of quitting trying. The person who won't quit never fails. He may not succeed, but it never fails. Boy, I love it. I love it. I'm talking to folks this morning sitting in the seat of despair and discouragement and disillusionment and despondency and depression and about to go to some shrink who needs to go to a shrink because he's done shrunk. About to go to some stupid shrink, lay on his couch, give him $100 an hour and listen to your troubles. Tell you what he learned in some book but some other atheist. And the reason that you are is you think you're living in failure, but you are not living in failure if you keep on trying. Yeah. Lift up your heart and be encouraged. I've got, as I said a while ago, I've got areas in my life where I feel I've accomplished some things. I've got areas in my life where I feel successful. When it comes to my hair, I seldom have a good hair day anymore. You understand that, don't you? I said seldom. You never do. But there are some areas in my life, other areas, important areas. I don't consider myself a success. I don't think I've ever succeeded, and I do not know if I ever will succeed, but I'll tell you, you're looking at one guy who's not going to quit trying. Oh, yeah, I don't know, and I don't care. All I want is my rocking chair. Sell the rocking chair. Get you a bicycle. And be encouraged this morning. Be encouraged. Be encouraged because there's only one real way to fail. And that is when you don't try anymore. Again, I say, if that fellow who came at midnight, when that fellow came at midnight, if he'd never gotten those 3 loaves of bread, but he stayed there the rest of his life begging for that bread, he would not have been a success. But he would not have failed. If that little widow that came to that judge and sought for him to avenge her of her adversary, if the judge had never relented and never avenged her of her adversary, she would not have succeeded. But if she kept on till she died, she would not have failed. If that fellow that kept on getting knocked down never gets up to stay, never succeeds in living on the top side, never succeeds in overcoming his temptation or his weakness, if he never succeeds, as long as he keeps on getting up, he may not be a success, but he hasn't failed. I say this sermon this morning for 2 or 3 groups of people. Group number one, for those of you that are sitting out there thinking that you've been a failure in life because you have not been able to do what you are trying to do. No, you've not been a failure in life. Quite true is you've accomplished the greatest success that can be accomplished. You've been a success at keeping on trying. And there's no character quite like the character that keeps on trying. If a guy becomes successful, he's on top. Staying on top's no problem, but if you don't get on top, but you keep trying to get up on top, that's the biggest success you can make. And you can look at yourself in the mirror the day before you die, the day of your death, and you may be able to say, I never was the father I wanted to be, but I didn't fail. I never was the mother I wanted to be, but I didn't fail. I never was the wife I wanted to be, but I didn't fail. I never was the husband I wanted to be, but I didn't fail. I never built the business that I wanted to build, but I didn't fail. I never got my degree from college, but I didn't fail. I never made the achievements that I tried to make, but I didn't fail. Praise God, today you're looking at a man that is imperfect, but I work at being perfect. So I'm not a success at being perfect, but I'm not a failure either. You're looking at a man that wants to, tomorrow morning when he wakes up, wants to wake up in the likeness of Jesus Christ. With the same love that Christ had, the same compassion, the same patience, the same forbearance, the same endurance. I want to be like Jesus. I am not going to succeed, but I am not going to fail. Amen. second group talking to this morning is those of you who failed. You got so tired of getting knocked down. You heard me tell this, but it's a perfect illustration here. Years ago, we lived in Texas. Joe Boyd was an evangelist, still is, but he lived in Dallas. We lived in Garland. We lived about a 20-minute drive from Joe, Edith. They had a dog, had the bushiest tail you ever seen in your life. That dog had the biggest, longest tail. Everybody came to that house, stepped on that dog's tail. Everybody stepped on that dog's tail. That dog had the sorest tail of any dog in the world. I lie not, you can ask Joe Boyd. That dog got so used to having his tail stepped on that any time anybody rang the doorbell, he'd go to the door and lay down and put his tail right in front of the door. He wanted to get it over with in a hurry. And I'm talking to some people just like that dog. He's just laying down. And he would lay down like this. His stomach up. And Joe wrote Jesus Saves on his stomach so folks could get the gospel when they came in. Just keep on trying. Don't give up. As I look across this crowd this morning, and it's hard for me to quit this morning. In fact, I may not quit. If I do, I'll be a failure. I'm going to keep on trying. Life makes a sermon a good sermon. But wait a minute. I'm looking at some young people. Everywhere I look, I see faces that need this sermon. I see young people whose father and mother have separated and divorced. I see young people that are living in the most unbelievable circumstances in the world. It just seems like you can't get up and stay up. This morning, I'd like to tell you that if you can't succeed, there's a way you don't have to fail. For the just man, a just man, falls and keeps on falling. He keeps on getting up. He keeps on falling. He keeps on getting up. He keeps on falling. He keeps on getting up. And he never succeeds. He never succeeds. He never gets up the top and says, "Here I am, I'm here to stay." The thing that he lived for, he failed at. He didn't succeed at. But he never failed because he kept getting up. I'm talking to people all over this room this morning who thought you were a flop. I like what the fellow said, the depression didn't bother me. I was a flop during the boom. And I'm talking to folks, that's your testimony. About the time interest goes up, your bank closes. I mean, nothing has worked out right for you. And you're sitting there, you walked in this building this morning, and somebody just said, are you a failure? Yes. I haven't succeeded at anything. But have you tried at everything? Our Heavenly Father, I pray you'd help the folks that are getting up to leave now to try to stay. And I pray you'd help the people in this room that have to say, "I've not been a success." May they be a success at trying. The greatest accomplishment a person can ever make is the accomplishment of not failing.